Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first section of the surah, rather half of it, is also one of the most important lessons of that selected course of study. It gives us the foundations on which the character of a true mu'min can be built. We have to build the character. Unless we have the character of mu'mineen, we won't be able to work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't be able to make jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, the individual character has to be on that matter. What are the foundations on which this building of character, on shira of a true mu'min can be built? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily, the believers have already attained salvation. Very good news. Who are those believers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Who humble in their prayers. When they are praying, they are very humble. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And those who keep away from vain things, useless things, what we call pastimes. Why? This time is very precious. Either it should be spent so that some need of this world is fulfilled. Need, real need. Or this time should be spent to earn something, some reward for the hereafter. Not to waste. To pass time is not a problem. This is the most precious capital we have. We have the only capital in this time that we have. Whatever we have made for the hereafter is in this time. So we can't waste it in vain things. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِزَكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. And those who keep on doing zakat, because this is the surah revealed in early Makki period. So zakat here doesn't mean the institutional zakat. That is one of the pillars of Islam. But the process of zakat. Continually giving away alms to the needy, to the poor. This is a continuous process of purification of yourself and your wealth. If you have given the due of the poor, then your wealth is now pure. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لَفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And those who guard their private parts, their sexual urge, they control it. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ. Except in regard to their wife, أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. Or those whom their right hands possess, the concubines. Only two. Here, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. In this case, they are not blameworthy. Sex is not an evil in itself. It's only evil when some unlicensed, unpermitted way you adopt. Otherwise, with your wife, with your concubines, it's okay. No blame. It's not evil. It's not bad. It's a normal requirement of nature. It's a normal requirement of society. Just as you want to preserve yourself, you want to preserve your species. And this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed. فَمَنِ اتَّغَامَرَ ذَلِكَ. But whosoever exceeds from there, wives and concubines, and then he exceeds, goes somewhere else, that is adultery. فَمَنِ اتَّغَامَرَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Then they are the transgressors. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And those who keep their trust and covenants, guard them. Whatever promise they have made, whatever amana, trust, they have been trusted in something, they guard them. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who guard over their prayers at proper time, with proper, you know, method, established in congregation, offering namaz, offering salah in congregation. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Such people will be the inheritors. Inheritors of what? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ. Who will inherit the gardens of paradise. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they will live in them forever, forever. Now come these ayat, which in the first section of Surah Al-Hajj also. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرَ مُخَلَّقَةٍ. This process, this embryonic process, the process of embryology, And this is the most important place in Quran for the description of these stages of evolution of a human fetus. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. And we have created man out of the extract of mud. The mud is extract. Whatever we eat, where from is it coming? From the mud. So this is the extract of the mud that is giving us power, strength, energy. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. Then the next stage was, we put him as a sperm drop in the safe lodging of the wall of the womb of the mother. Now it is there for some time. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً. Then we create from this nutfa, alaqa. Now this word had been translated till this time as a clot. But there is no basis of this translation. Alaqa. Alaqa is something which is muallaq, hanging. Because now the next stage is that it is attached to the wall of the womb of the mother, just as it is hanging. This is alaqa. This is the third stage. That is why, you know, these embryologists in Toronto University, and they wrote it, that these stages, as they are described in Quran, it's wonderful. You could never imagine that 1400 years ago, when there was no microscope, no dissections, how this distinction has been able. Dr. Keith Al-Moor, his textbook on embryology is read all the world over, and he says this. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً. And then this alaqa, we create out of it a lump of flesh. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا. From this lump of flesh, we create bones. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. And then we clothe these bones with flesh, with muscles. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخِرًا. And then we raise him to another creation. What is this another creation? Khalqan akhar. Because at this stage, the angel is sent, and the ruh, the spirit that was there in the stones, in the alame amr, that ruh is brought by the angel, and now blown into this fetus. Now it is human being. Before that, it was a living creature, not a human being. Adam, when was created, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. He passed through all the stages of creation. And then you, all the finishing touches were given to him. Then when Allah blew into him from his own spirit, now he became Adam. And this process is repeated in the womb of the mother, every human child. This is a hadith from Abdullah ibn Masud رضي الله تعالى عنه, متفقون عليه, Bukhari, Muslim, both. The Prophet said, for 40 days, you are a sperm, nutfa. Another 40 days, you are alaqa. Another 40 days, you are muzgha. After 120 days, Allah sent, فَيُرْسَلُ الْمَلَكُ. The angel is sent, فَيَنْفَقُ فِيهِ الْرُوحِ. And he blows into it, the ruh. The ruh doesn't mean life. It was not dead matter. Already it was a living matter. Very much living. The sperm was very much living, very mobile, very active. And even the ovum that has come from the mother's side is a living thing. So I've written all these stages for 120 days. It was not a dead thing, dead matter. It was living. But it was not human. Till such time that the angel comes and then he blows and joins that ruh with it. And here Quran says, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ. Now another creation which we have taken. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So Allah is best of the creators and bless it. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيَّتُونَ. Then after this, all of you will have to die. You have come in this world, but then death is to come. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. Then there will come a day of resurrection, when you will be raised again. So this is so simple. If he creates you from dust, can't he create you again? The sequence, you know, it itself shows it's nothing. It's just logical. Whosoever has done this up till now, he can do this also. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعَ طَرَائِقَ and we have built over you seven heavens وَمَا كُنَّا عَنِ الْخَلْقِ غَافِلِينَ and we have never been unaware of our creation. We know each and everything of the creation. وَانْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ and we send down water from the heaven in a measure with an estimated amount. فَاسْتَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ and then make it settle in the land, in the earth. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ and we are powerful, we can take it away from you whenever we like. This water which is going to be a very big problem, shortage of water, that time is soon coming. Water is going to be a problem. If Allah takes it away, who will bring it back? وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ we are very much powerful, we can take it away from you. فَأَنْشَانَ لَكُمْ بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ but then, with this water, we have raised for you the gardens of palm dates and you know vines and grapes. لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَوَاكِهَا كَثِيرَةً in these things you have many fruits وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ and also food you eat out of them. وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ طُورِ سَيْنَاءَ and that tree which comes out from the Mount of Sina that is olive tree with dohr. It grows with oil, the olive oil. It is coming from a tree. وَسِمْغِنْ لِلْآكِلِينَ and it is a sauce for the eaters. They used to eat, you know, their bread, touch it with this olive oil and eat it. It's just like, you know, a sauce. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً and there is for you a lesson in your cattle. نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا we give you to drink from what is in their bellies. The milk, where does it come from? From their bellies. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرَةٌ and you have so many purposes fulfilled through these cattle. وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ and some of them you eat their meat. That's the source of protein for you. وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ and on these cattle and on the ships you are carried. You are carried by the horses, by the camels, mules, and donkeys, and these boats and ships. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ and we had sent Nuh to his nation. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ عَبُدُ اللَّهِ and he said to them, O my people, وَرْكِفَ اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَىٰهِ غَيْرُ you don't have any other God except him. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ don't you fear Allah? فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ the chieftains from his nation, from his people, who disbelieved him, said, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرُ مِثْلِكُمْ oh people, this rule is nothing but a bashar, a man, a mortal man, human being like you. يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ he wants to be superior over you, so that you believe him, and he becomes your leader and ruler. So he is ambitious. He wants power. وَلَوْ شَعَ اللَّهُ لَأَنْزَلَ مَلَائِكَ if Allah had to send some messenger, he could send some angel. It means they believed in Allah. Because they were mushriks, you know. Who is a mushrik? A mushrik is the one who believes in the Allah, the big Allah, the great Allah, and Aliha. Small Allahs with them. Samar Ilah with them. The God with capital G, God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. But gods and goddesses with the small g, numberless, numerous. This is the case. Mahadev, one. Devis and Devatas, Beshumar, endless. So, Ma Samina Bihada Fi Abayin al Amwaleen, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to send a messenger, he could send an angel. And we have not heard about these things in our forefathers, what this Nu is saying. In huwa illa rajulun bihi jinna. We think that this is a person, either he has been possessed by jinns or some madness has come to him. فَتَرَبَّسُ So just wait, see what happens with him. Don't accept him and don't believe in his spirit. فَتَرَبَّسُ بَهِ حَتَّارِينَ But for a while you wait. قَالَ رَبِّنْ سُلْمِي بِمَا كَزَّبُونَ Nuh prayed to Allah, oh Allah help me, because they have belied me. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ So we send the revelation to him. And it's very full of the ayunna, wahilna. make an ark according to our wahi, revelations. We shall give instructions how to build it. And in our before our eyes, you build it. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا Whenever a command comes, وَفَارَ التَّنُورِ And the oven boils up, فَسْلُكْ فِيهَا Then enter, make enter in this ark of yours. مِنْ كُلِّ الْوَاجَنِ اسْدَيْنِ A pair, two from every kind. وَأَهْلَكَ And your family also. إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ مِنْهُمْ Except against whom the word has already gone forth. Your son, he's kafir, he won't come here. One of your wives, kafir, she won't be entered here. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا And now don't address me, don't talk to me about those people who are, have wronged themselves. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ Now they are going to be drowned, all of them. فَإِنَ سَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ بَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ When you are settled, you and those who are with you on the ark, فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ Then say, all praise be to Allah, who has delivered us from these evil-doing people. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا And then pray to Allah, O Allah, cause me to land a blessed landing. When this ark and this, you know, ship or boat comes to land somewhere, it should be a blissful and blessed landing. Now just remember the dua which was taught to Muhammad. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا It's very parallel. أَنزِلْنِي مَنْزِلًا مُبَارَكًا O Allah, they cause me to land at a blessed landing. And you are the best of those who bring to land. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ وَإِن كُنَّا لَمُبْتَلِينَ In this are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have been, surely, we have been testing humanity from the very beginning. ثُمَّا أَنْسَنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ After them, we raised another generation. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ And then we sent our messenger in them also. His name is not taken, but he is Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, who was sent to the nation of Aad. أَنَيْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَعْلَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهِمْ غَيْرُ The same message he conveyed. You should worship and obey Allah, and you don't have any God except Him. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ So, don't you fear Him. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ And the chieftains from his nation also said, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Who had disbelieved him, وَكَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ And they have denied that they are going to, they have to meet their Lord in the hereafter. وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And we have given them wealth, affluence in this worldly life. What did they say? مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ This food is nothing but a mortal human being like you. يَاكُلُ مِمَّا تَاكُلُوا He eats the same food which you eat. وَيَشْرَبُ مَا تَشْرَبُونَ And he drinks from which you drink. وَلَئِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ And if you obey and follow a man like you, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ Then you are the losers. Well, we have the right, you should obey us. But don't obey this Ud or Ruh or Saleh. أَيَعِدُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا بِتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا Does he promise you that when you are dead and you have become dust and bones, إِنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ You will again be taken out as living from your grave. Hayhat lima tu'adun. Unbelievable. What promise is being given to you? In hiya illa hayatun ad-dunya. There is no life for us except the life of this world. Namutu wa nahya. We ourselves die, we ourselves live. Wa ma nahnu bimab'usin. And we are not going to be resurrected. In huwa illa rajulun iftara'a lillahi kazima. This fellow, this Hud, alayhi salatu wa salam, he is but a person who has forged lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَهُ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ We are not going to believe in him. قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ The same prayer Hazrat Hud made to Allah. Oh Allah, help me. Because they have belied me. قَالَ عَمَّا قَلِيلٍ فَلَا يُصْبِحُنَّ نَادِمِينَ Allah said, okay. In a very little while, they will be repentant on and they will become repentant on what they have been doing. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةُ بِالْحَقِّ So they were seized by a shout with shout. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ غُصَاءً And we made them all the scum, like scum. Fabodan liqawmi zalimeen. So away for these evil doing people. Summa arsana min ba'dihim qarunan akharin. Then we raised after them other generations. Ma tasbiqu min ummatin ajalaha wa ma yastakhirun. No ummat could hasten the term that Allah had fixed for them, nor it could delay it. The time, promised time. When that came, they were destroyed. Summa arsalna rusulana tatra. Then we kept on sending our messengers one by one after the other. Mutawatir tatra. Kullama jaa ummatan rasuluha. Whenever a messenger came to any people, kazzabuhu, they denied him, belied him. Fatbada baadahum baada. So we sent them one after the other. We destroyed them one after the other. Wajalnahum ahadith. And now we have made them stories and history. There was a nation called Aad, and there was a nation called Thamud, and there was a city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there was a nation called Madian. Now all they are stories. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى وَأَخَاهُ هَارُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. And then, in the end, we may say, we sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his brother Harun with our signs, miracles, وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ and clear authority. إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ to Fir'aun and his chieftains. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا they became arrogant. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَالِينَ and they were very self exalting people. فَقَالُوا they said, أَنُؤْمِنُوا لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا shall we believe in two persons, two human beings who are just like us? وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدُونَ and their nation, their community is slave to us. They belong to our slave nation. They belong to Bani Israel, Musa and Harun. And this Bani Israel are slaves. How come they stand before us and say, obey us? We are the messengers of Allah. We are the representatives of your Lord. You have to obey us. Who are they? They are the people of our slave nation. وَقَوْمَهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدُونَ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا so they belied both of them. فَكَانُوا مِنَ الْمُهْلَكِينَ but then they became among those who were destroyed and finished. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ but then we gave Musa the book, Torah, so that the people take to the right path. وَجَعَلْنَا ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً and in the same way, we made Maryam, salamu alayha, Ibn Maryam, son of Maryam, وَأُمَّهُ and his mother, Hazrat Isa and Hazrat Maryam, آيَةً we made them also a sign. وَأَوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ and we gave them this huge shelter on a mount, on a hillock, where there was running springs. يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ oh, our messengers, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ eat from whatever is pure, وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا and do good deeds. إِنِّي بِمَا تَعَمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ whatever you are doing, I know it. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا and this is the ummah of all of you and this is one ummah. All the messengers belong to one ummah. They were all Muslims. They were all messengers of Allah. They were all obedient to Allah. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَتَّقُونَ and I am your Lord, so fear me only. فَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبُرًا so they split their matters, that is religion, between them into different forms. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ and every sect is proud of what it has. One reality broken into pieces. One piece is with him, one piece is with him. And everybody is rejoicing that I have the total reality. While they have the partial realities with them. فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتِهِمْ حَتَّاهِمْ so Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم leave them in their bewilderment for a time. أَيَحْسَمُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَعِيمَ وَبَنِينَ do they think that actually we are assisting them when we are giving them wealth and sons. نُسَارِهُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ they think that we are giving them good. Nay. بَلْ لَا يَشْرُونَ they don't know. Because actually this is wealth and these sons. they will become the basis of their chastisement in this world. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. So don't be impressed by the wealth and the bodies of these munafiqeen, twice in the Surah Tawbah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give them the chastisement and punishment in this world. By this wealth, you have much wealth. Now you have lost some and you are gone, despaired. You have incurred a loss. You had a son, he died and you are despaired. Nearly the son has gone astray. Now he is against you. He is standing before you. How grieved you are. He is my son. I raised him. And today he is talking with me as equal, rather my superior. So this azab comes through wealth and also through sons and daughters. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Verily those who are in awe, who remain in awe for the fear of their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And those who believe in the signs and revelations of their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. And those who do not associate anybody, anyone with their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. And those who give what they give, whatever they spend. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. And their hearts are full of fear. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. That they are going to be returned to their Lord. أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Whosoever keeps fearing that the day will come, then he will have to stand before his Lord for this accountability. So that person, you know, and he restrains the lust of his nafs. نَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Then he, for him, is the jannah. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. These are the people who are racing with each other for good deeds, for truth. And they are the foremost in these things. وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. We are not going to hold responsible any soul except according to its capacity. We know every person, every human being, what we have given him. What were the genes with which his body was formed? What were the environments in which he was living? Where he was born? In China or Japan or where? What were the environments where he was raised? Keeping all these factors in view, then we shall judge them. How much good he could do in these circumstances. If he has attained it, okay, he is successful. If he fails, he fails. But you know, there is not one standard for all the human beings. No. Because different human beings, they have been born and they have been created with different backgrounds, different genes, and they have been brought up in different environments. They have different educations. All these things will count. And keeping all these factors in view, Allah will then judge between the peoples. لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. We shall hold responsible every soul, but only up to the capacity. وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ يَنْتَقُ بِالْحَقِّ. And we have the record which tells everything truly. He knows what genes were given to me. He knows it. They are recorded. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be wronged. بَلْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. But the hearts of these people, they are covered and blind about these things. وَلَهُمْ أَعْمَالٌ مِّنْ دُونِ ذَلِكَ. And they are busy in some other types of activities. Luxuries and, you know, enjoying. And just بَابَرْ بَعَيْسْ قُوشْ كَيَعْلَمْ دُبَارَكِيسْ. هُمْ لَهَا عَامِلُونَ. They are busy in these things. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذْنَا مُتْرَفِيهِمْ بِالْعَذَابِ. Till that time that when we seize the affluent among them with our chastisement, إِذَا هُمْ يَجْعَرُونَ. Then they begin weeping and mourning and groaning. لَا تَجْعَرُوا الْيَوْمِ. Allah will say, no mourning and groaning today. إِنَّكُمْ مِنَّا لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Now, nobody can come to your help against us. You have to bear everything. قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. My ayat was recited to you. قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ تَنْكِصُونَ. But you used to turn away on your heels and go away. مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ, in arrogance. بِهِ سَامِرًا تَهْجُرُونَ. And you used to talk about it mockingly during the night. أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا الْقَوْلَ. Do they not ponder over this, what has been said to them? أَمْ جَاهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاؤُهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. or the matter is that to them has come what did not come to their forefathers. This is an apology for these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is presenting, because these people, these Quraysh, these progeny of Ismail, they had no prophet, no messenger, no book for more than 2,000 years. So they became absolutely unaware of these things. أَمْجَاهُمْ عَلَمْ يَاتِعَبَهُمْ. A thing has come to them which didn't come to their forefathers. أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ. Have they not been able to recognize their messengers? فَهُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكَرُونَ. And that is why they are denying him. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ بِهِ جِنَّةً. Do they say that he is possessed by a jinn? Or he has some, you know, mental disturbance? بَلْ جَاهُمُ الْحَقُ. No. Haq, the truth has come to them. وَهُمْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. And most of them abhor this truth. وَلَمْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاهُمْ. And if the truth had followed their lusts and their wishes and their desires, لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, then the heavens and the earth would have been corrupted. وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّا. And whatsoever is within them. بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِذِكْرِهِمْ. But we have brought to them their admonition, their zikr, reminding for them. فَهُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. But they are from their admonition and reminding, they are turning away. أَمْ تَسَلُهُمْ خَرْجًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you asking some tribute from them? Do you ask for some reward? You should pay me this salary, I am doing this service to you. أَمْ تَسَلُهُمْ خَرْجًا فَخَرَاجُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ. The tribute that your Lord will pay to you is much better. You are not asking them any tribute, any wage. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And definitely, Allah is the best provider. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And O Muhammad, you are calling them to the right path. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ. And those people who don't believe in the hereafter, actually they are deviating from the right path. وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ ضُرٍّ لَلَجُّوا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And if we had mercy on them, and we had removed the affliction that is upon them, they would persist in their insolence, wandering blindly. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ. And we have seized them with the punishment. Maybe during the time when these ayat were revealed, some small affliction was there to the Makki people. Just like a famine. You know, it has been the practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He sent a messenger to a people, then He sent some hardships, some small chastisements. If they are sleeping, they may wake up. So these are the, you know, things which have been coming before the final annihilation. That is Azab al-Akbar. This ayah is there in Surah Al-Sajdah. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Before that great chastisement, when they will all be washed off from the surface of the earth, these small chastisements we have been sending, so that perchance they wake up from their slumber. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ. We have seized them with chastisement, but they humbled not for their Lord. وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. And they are not invoking with submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَتَّى إِذَا فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا بَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. Till that time, when we open for them the door of a very severe chastisement, إِذَا هُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ, then they become absolutely despaired and disappointed in it. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.